And no, the crewman will never return. In the setting by Colin Moore Campbell and Nether Lauren Canterbury. Perhaps one of the more attractive settings goes something like this. As follows. Second of some variations, more or less thus, third line of the previous movement. Hey, Brie, Bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay-bri-ay- subtly and unobtrusifying, but we don't play it through as a collection of robotically executed standard pulses. Very important in such movies. Second line. Now, this brings us to the problem of making a good transit between the end of the Lemlo doubling and the beginning of the Tuvalu singling. Parlamentando is the usual solution here, and we apply it. Let's go back to the third line of the Lemlo doubling, and then we'll flow and step over into the Tuvalu singling, because nothing is more disfiguring in Hebrew than playing a quicker movement and then suddenly slamming on the brakes, emergency stop, and then the next movement that follows is at a disjointedly slower tempo. Anyway, here we go. Line 3, Lemlo doubling. Now, you'll notice that intermittently, probably throughout, I'm applying cadence notes to that D at the end of the B phrase of the tune. I think it makes it sound a little less bleak, a little less brutally playing, and it eases the transition between the previous movement and it. Possibly one might even emphasize the E. However, we move now up from our Tuvalu singling to our Tuvalu doubling in the normal fashion, i.e. we don't suddenly scoot ahead, but we accelerate slowly towards our intended tempo, so we don't reach it before about halfway through that first line. Previous line, line 3, Tuvalu singling. Now, at this point, the possibility arises that we might repeat the ground. It is entirely typical of Colin Moore Campbell that he doesn't indicate whether he thinks one should do this or not, because at this time, such decisions were entirely
the disposal of the performer. In those days, authority did not reside in a prescriptive text, but in what the performer thought should happen.
Arguments for not doing it. I suppose it gets the tune over quicker. On the other hand, it's possible to see the tonal narrowing here. After all, the female notes have been reduced to about three by this stage, D, E, and F, and their reiteration might be seeming just a little bit relentless. So that, for all sorts of reasons, and not least artistic, it might be a good idea to repeat the ground here, to vary the tonal landscape a bit. So that if you were doing that, you would have a rallentando at the end of that line, so that you could step straight sweetly into the ground again, somewhat less maybe. Hey, turned high, 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 turned high. Drivi ai roho havahi ai hando. Drivi ai roho haviri ai hando. Or something along those lines. Reaching the end of the ground, we then step into the fuller movement. There are three. Ground line three. Drivi ai roho hivi ai hando. Drivi ai roho hivi ai hando. Hi hi badri ai badri ai badri ai yo. Hey badri ai badri ai badri ai yo. Hey, betray, I betray, I betray, I ro. Hey, betray, I betray, I betray, I yo. Hey, betray, I 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 yo. Hey, betray, I betray, I betray, I yo. Hey, Badri, ay, Badri, ay, Badri, ay, oh, hey. I'm doubling and I up my tempo just slightly, same way as ever, so that I'm hitting my sort of bass time up at the middle of the line. Hey, Badri, ay, 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 Badri, hey, Badri, ay, Badri, ay, Badri, ay, Badri, hey, Badri, ay, 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 Badri. No, I'm not decelerating here. This is my way to play on a Mach. I'm going to step the tempo up a bit. Only one of the movements, obviously, is eligible for a Mach to play it on it, namely the D. And you'll find that Colin Moore is playing a MacArthur-style Krula Mach movement on D, i.e. not one played off B. The three are C, C, A, and D. As you've got B, C, and D. Habrahi, 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 and the normally have fashion, but the MacArthurs played the Amach movement on the Krula of E rather than B. Yabrahi, 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 as opposed to Yabrahi, 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 Yabrahi. And we find that this is the case here. So, when we come off the end of the Krula doubling, then we're stepping up and we're not applying the brakes at all in that final third line. Somewhat thus. Hey, Badriyai, 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 Badriyai. Now, as you'll see in the written note to this particular tune in the set tune series, for myself, I see very little point in that final lamach. Only one note can be thus decorated, given the tonality of the tune, and what it adds to it, frankly, more than I can see. Normally, a Colemore Campbell has immense wit and taste and invention, but with the humblest respect, that was not a good idea. So, however, if you commit to playing this score, I think you have to play it as he thought fit to set it. And that only leaves you with the problem of coming back down off the end of your Amach movement back into your ground. Rallentando is your answer. Line 3, Cruel Amach, as follows. Hey, Badriyai, 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 Badriyai. Something along those lines. And then things happen seamlessly and sweetly. I'll let them that would give general satisfaction.